The Mishnah Beis said, "Ola ba'asa boitkin as a chometz l'oraneh." Rashi says the aside from the abedik is you shouldn't be able to buy rabbi matzah. It's pashtus to vet of Rashi is there's a lav de raisa buy rabbi matzah, and if a person doesn't do bedika, he's going to be able to lav buy rabbi matzah. To vet of Rashi. And you show him all much as that the gemara's rule, even if the bedika you need a bittel, and if you have a bittel, that it's going to take care of Bali Rabbi Matzai. And Mela, how could Rashi say that the Mishnah told me you have to make a bedikah to Bali Rabbi Matzai? It's not true. Even with a bedikah, you need a bittel. And if you have a bittel, the bittel takes care of Bali Matzai. And Mela, you shouldn't bother. How could Rashi say what he says? So, for state of Diran, goes by Riches in the Virashi. And I'm just trying to bring out a double parshat, I think. When I started seeing the Ran, I first thought he was saying in Rashi, and I'm not saying this, I think it's wrong what I'm saying, but at first he was saying in Rashi that this is fact. The Ran says that the Raisin is a problem by Rabbi Matzai, and there are two ways of the Ran, and this is true, the Ran saying, there are two ways how to get out of the Raisin. You can either get out of the Raisin and make a bittel. And about to make a bittel, there's no Raisin, you can get out of the Raisin by doing a bedikah. One or the other. So then you would say to Rambam's learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah talking about something that wasn't a battle. You have two eitzes. You can do the eitz of bittel, you can do the eitz of bedikah. So Rambam is saying that Orla Basa, if a person wasn't a battle, so how do you get out of the raisa? It's like Rambam, you get out of the raisa because you could do a bedikah, and the chiddush is that you could be semich on your bedikah, and even though maybe you're going to miss it, you won't find everything. And it's understandable. You make a bedikah. Bedikah is that does the job, and you get out of by your own with the bedikah lane. Now, I don't think it's shaykh to really read the Mishnah that way, because the Mishnah says or la'arbasa baidkin. That means you have to be baidik. That's not true. You don't have to be baidik. I can do bittel. If I didn't do bittel, you have to do baidik. I know, but that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says or la'arbasa baidkin. That means the Mishnah is telling the fact that the Chiyuv Bedika. And Rashi says, not to be able to buy Rabbi Matzai. Yeah, very nice. But I can get out of by Rabbi Matzai another way. Oh, the Mishnah means I didn't do that. Oh, so, but don't tell me I have to do this. I can do something else as well. So, the Ram is saying is, like he says towards the end of his piece, that the Mishnah is a Takana. The Mishnah handling the Raisis. But the takan is as follows. The eraisa, there are two ways how to get out of Bali Rabbi Matzai. You can get out of Bali Rabbi Matzai with a bedika. You can get out of Bali Rabbi Matzai with a bittel. And anyone takes care of the job. But Chazal were nervous that if you get out of your Bali Rabbi Matzai with a bittel, maybe you're not going to be about to believe Shalom. And therefore, your bittel is not a good bittel. So what did Chazal do? Chazal were mechayiv that you know you have to get out of your bali roi with the bedika. That means Chazal understood that the raisa about that I can do bedika or the raisa I can do bittel. But Chazal were nervous of the Ran that the Baal, we'll explain this in a minute what's going on, but the Baal. Maybe the balance of the Ran, the Pnesha, Bittles that told Machshafton, Shobani Adam, the Ain Day Say in Shabbos, Epshish Yiklo Bekach, Loyetzir, I'm leaving the Gamri. So Rocham Lahachme, Shlo Yasmik Bittle, Fitzru Bedika Ubir, Shumas Begamke Menatayra. So what's the Ran saying? Okay, what the Ran is saying to put this into Rashi is that the Chazal took away the bittel. They said, Midrabanan, the bittel's nishkin bittel. So Midrabanan, it's like you're holding on a bittel. The bittel is not foolproof. there's a tzad that you could be mevatel, and the machshava you aren't really being mevatel. It's a chashash d'rabbanan. But what did Chazal do because of that? What Chazal did because of that is they said, no, the only way we're going to let you get out of Bali Rabbi Matzah is now with Bidika. So now when Amishna says, Ola Ba'asa Baitkin, shouldn't be a Bayor, it means Bali Rabbi Drabana. The Raisi can get out of Bali Rabbi Matzah with a Bittel. That is the Mitzvah. So now what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you have to do Bidika. Okay, maybe you made it to Kona. No, Rashi says Bali Rabbi. What Rashi means is that Chazal said that if the Baal, we're nervous that the Bittel is not a good Bittel, so they said, Midrabbanan, the Bittel is a good Bittel. They were Mavatl the Bittel. They made Ois Bittel, Midrabbanan. So Midrabbanan, you're back to Bali Rabbi Matzah. And the male, the only way to get out of Bali Rabbi Matzah, Midrabbanan, is with the Bidika, and that's the Kona's Chom of the Mishnah. No, but then Rashi says, so very nice, but Rashi now, Rashi says, why do you have to make a bidika? It's Bali Ruh. Rashi says you have to get out of it because of Bali Ruh. So they make a new mechayev with the bidika.
They told you don't do betel, but not that if you would do betel, it wouldn't help. But they said do bidika, right? You have two ways.
Right.
Choose the way of bidika, right?
Yeah, but again, Rashi says the reason why I have to do this thing is not Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah. It's not true. I can get out of this thing by doing something else. Rashi says I have to do this because the Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah. It's not true. It's not emes. Teretz it is emes. Because Chazal said that we bow to, and it kind of makes sense on this side, if you think about it. What's Chazal's worry? In Am Vata Blev Shon.
So they're worried about real Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah.
They're not really worried about Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah because it's Rabbanah.
Well, I have to say that.
What do you mean?
They're worried that your taka will be over.
Yeah, but it's Rabbanan to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so Midrab, so what does that mean? Midrabbanan were worried that the Bittel's not going to do the job. So at the end of the Midrab, the Raisa, I know what I did. I did it. Midrabbanan, they said, the Baal, of course, the word they said, it doesn't work. The problem is the next line of the Rab. No, they said Midrabbanan can be said with a Bittel. You can say.
I'm
asking you a question. My question: if I come in, if I make a bittel,
yeah.
Am I over Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah?
So I would say no. I don't think you're saying yes. You're saying
right. I'm saying yes.
The way I understand what you say is that the Chum said we forbid you to have any possession, even Chum Tamavol.
No. You can take two ways. Either because say very Balbatish. That Chazal, they were nervous you're not going to really do it. So a chayish for the tzad, he didn't do it. So drabana de kashash. Or because we don't want him to do the bit because of that. So they said, bittul doesn't work, midrabana.
Now, what
you want to do, right? Yeah, if midrabana, I'm not saying. I'm reading a Rashi. Rashi says, this is my hanacha. You can disagree with me. My hanacha is that, Achaba Mishnah, or la arba asa, boitkin as a chametz l'arna. That means, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. Rashi says, you know why you have to do it? That's Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah. It's not true. It's not emes. So what's this? What, if you hear the problem, then you should get the answer. No, I mean, no. I can answer you. You want to argue on the problem. Mish doesn't mean that. I got to think the Mish doesn't mean that. But if you hear the problem, so now Chazal had a problem with Bittel. They were nervous. So if they had a problem with Bittel, either they said, so we always have to be chayish, your Bittel's not a good Bittel. So Midrabbanan, we're nervous, there's still a Bali Ruh, even Nachi Bittel. What's so hard about that? Or Chazal, we'll mevatel the Bittel. If you bought in people's Bittel, that can be a good Bittel. So they said, Midrabbanan, you can't be saying, because the Eifin a Bittel. That means the only way we want you to work is with the Bidika. The Bittel, Midrabbanan, they made Midrabbanan, they said the Bittel's not a good Bittel. They can do it, they want what? I know, but they didn't do that. Why did they do that? It's a Pashto Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is saying, they made it to God. That's Bali Ruh, Bali Matzah. You got to make a Bidika. That's similar words of Rashi. I think it's brought out more in the next line. The whole Ran is learning up Rashi. He says clearly again, Kol Zed Debei Rashi, this is Rashi. The Ran has another tzad here. The Ran has a tzad that he mamash says Taisis. Zakti Ran, Oy, Mepnei Shechoshu, Shem Yeshere B'tech Beisa Yovi Lachloi. That means, again, Deiraisa, Bittel, or bedika works. Bedika means bediku beer, bittel means bittel. And minaraisa, anyone works. That's klar in the Ran. Zokter Ran, Chazal were nervous that was the bittel. Not happy with the bittel. Zokter Ran, for one of two reasons, not happy with the bittel. And remember, he's going to cheat this Rashi. What are the two reasons? Either maybe not mevatel b'leiv shalom, or maybe if you're mevatel, shem yavil achla. And therefore you have to do bedika and beer. So the first shot we said, you could say it's simple. That Chazal were nervous, second mevatel b'leiv shalom. So they said, I don't care what you did at the end of the day. Midrabanan, we're looking at your bittel, you can bittel. Because since people are not going to be about to live shalom, so we're nervous that the bittul wasn't done. So we're looking at it as if there's a bali rabbi yimotzi midrabanan. The right side can be choshed. The right side, I made a good bittul. I can do what I want. Because thou can make it takana. We about to nervous people that can do it right. No. This bittul, you have to be chayis. Or they said, we about people that can do it right, the bittul is a bittul. So you have bali rabbi midrabanan. But what's the second shot of Duran? Duran says like Tosis, Shem yovel achloi. So that means mitzad. You're good to go. I did a perfect bittul. Nothing wrong with it. There's no chashas in it. Everything great. There's a new problem. A drabbana dik chash. Taisha explained, it's not an issa. You usually eat chametz the whole year. So if you're fine, you can eat it. So they looked around. They said, we don't want to use the eitzah of bittul. Use the eitzah of bedika. You could say this in Rashi. I can say this in Rashi. So he threw in the line, not like Rashi. The whole round is winning up Rashi. And again, at the end of the Shukri, he says, close the Shittas, Rashi. And in the, he throws in this line. How do you put it in the Rashi? So here's the Chiddush. And I'm not so scared. I say, because I assume Shuzovsky says it. That it may be a Bach, again, and this is a Sugi Arucha. I'm really embarrassed even to say Chabura, because I'm not saying Chabura. We're talking learning, because I think I'm holding 15% into the Sugi. It's so big. So, whatever. So we're just talking, we're learning. I wish we would have one more week, actually, this time. But the bottom line is that I'm being satchel, so I forgot what I'm trying to say. Right. So the Ran says the problem is Shem Yovel Achol. So it's like Shmuel, and again, I think it may be Kemat Mefurish and Abach like this, that because of Shem Yovel Achol, what did Chazal do? They said that the bittul is Yishkin bittul. The bittul mitzad bittul is perfect, but there's a problem with this bittul. If I'm going to use Mr. Bittul, I have a problem. I'm going to come to eat the chametz. You know what Chazal said? Make a bittik. What do you mean? I made a bittul. Chazal said exactly what they did according to the first part of the round. And the first part of the round, it was moving. At least I thought it was moving until I came here. I had a little hard time with it, but I thought it was moving. That if Chazal's not happy, that we're worried that he's not going to live shalim. So you have a chash that the bittul is a bittul. So midrabanan, you have a meila. We're worried you didn't do it right. Maybe he said he can't be saved with this bittul. But now my problem is not bittul related. It's shami of alachlay. Okay, but there's always the reason for the takana and what Chazal will misaken. So there's one thing in this world, bayira b'alimatzei, and that's why you got to get rid of your chametz. So new shami of alachlay. You couldn't have they made a new issa. No, they didn't create new issurim. The bout the eitz of bittul has a zaitik problem. Shem v'lochloi. They said we're throwing this out the window. We're not saying on your bittul. And haik yavav al yavav yimotzei, because Chazal didn't want bittul because Shem v'lochloi. Memelu zok Rashi. You know why you have to be biting at the end of the day? Because the chashas of yavav yimotzei midraban. That's I think the two ways how to go in this Rashi. That's the true time of the Ran. And now it would come out of... Now, unless you want to say, in that last line of the Ran, he wasn't going to Rashi. He was just throwing... Grant another way to go into the Sugya. So Rashi, Avadi, has learned the first way. That we're worried that the Bittul is not B'leib Shalom. This is another way to go. He knows there's a whole... Chavav Rishayim, Shemmi Avla Achlai. It would come out of Gevaldik and Afkamina now. Maybe. Let's say a guy wasn't Mevatel. He was Baidik. I'm sorry, a guy was Mevatel, but he wasn't Baidik. I'm not doing a bdika. I make a bittul, and he made a bittul. Believe Shalom. That means he did it. Is he everybody rabbi matzim drabam? So according to the first time of the Ran and l'chayra, we're doing a brashi. Ram he's saying everybody rabbi matzim drabam l'chayra. Again, you could have argued on that. He could have said no. By the way, he took care of the raisa. It's a new issa drabam, but then it doesn't fit into Rashi. So in Rashi's Velt, Bechari Bayi Rabbi Matze. Like the second time, it's just Shemi Avalachloi, you're not Bayi Rabbi Matze. You either didn't Shemi Avalachloi. The way we say now, if we want to fit the words in Rashi and Duran, even in Shemi Avalachloi, in Shitas Rashi, what they did was they said he came to Sevich in the Bechari. And just to clarify one other thing, that we all know Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. This is Aleph Beis of Sinai. I'm saying in Teyr Dikah Das is gezakt. Not what you're thinking. Guy sells something and if he says, "Oh, I was moving Teyr Tisrael," that's why I'm selling it. You moved Teyr Tisrael. You didn't say it. That was my das. It's a bitla nekach. So remember, my Rebbe was magdit. No, das in the Teyr is what's begoli. That's what the taitz of das is. What's in front of us. What you think in your head is not das. That's something else. Das is what was begoli in the transaction over here. So, what's the round shash? The guy said kol chamira. He was mevatel. He was mevatel the chametz. He goes on kol chamira. Maybe he wasn't bleib shalom. Who cares? Dvarim shel bleib nedvarim. It's posh. It's a dice. Dvarim shel bleib nedvarim is when you're doing a maisa, you're shafik a chalois. You're doing something. So now the thing is being done on old stadim. It's clearly done on old stadim. The chalois that you're doing is not a chalois of machshava. The chalois is a maisa. There's a whole transaction happening. Now you want to say, I had a das, and I have das kinyan. Dvarim shabbat ben is ain't a dvarim. But when the ganze chalois is the chalois of the lev, these rishonim are going bitl over here. Hefka maybe would need shloisha. You can't just make a hefka. You don't make a maisa hefka. It's a new chalois by chametz. It's a new chalois called bitl. The rishonim, the Ran says that if you machshav it kafir the hour, and the way it works is. This thing's like a magic. What? It's not magic. It's pasha. It's a suri hana, and really, it's not yours. Once the zman is succumbs, it's asa b'hana. Suri hana is any shaloi. So adra, but how can you ever value rabbi matzay? It says the Torah put it back in the yerushas. So what did the Torah put back in the yerushas? Something that yamachshav is chametz, but something that by you is kafir the era. The Torah didn't put it back in the yerushas. So the ganze chalois that we're handling is only machshava. There's nothing else but lave. You're speaking out what's in your lave. The chalois is the lave. You're just saying it, so it should be believed. There's no dvarm shalim. And the dvarm is when there's a mice that it's happening and you want to be oika with your lave. Dvarm shalim is in the dvarm. But we had a chalois. The ganze chalois is a chalois of machshava. I've had no dvarm shalim. So Zakti Ran, maybe his das deep down is he wants to come. It's and Mamela, no dvarm shalim lave. There's no lave. The ganze chalois is believed. Mamela, we have a right midrabbanan in the chol pachos to be worried that the bittel is not a proper bittel. Now, the Ram said that Batika works deraisa. Now, let's say a guy makes a Batika. He checks his whole house as good as he can. Every makam that is a makam, Shemakdis Mechametz, he checks. And he doesn't mind any Chametz. But Klap B'Shmai Gali, there's Chametz in his house. What's the state that we're in right now? The Ram's Lushin is, the state is nothing. Nothing. You're not over Bal Yerubayim Matzikius there. Not even Ba'inus. The Ram Mutzizach, the Ogadol on the Mishnayis is Matmi on the Ram. Doesn't understand the Ram. But the Ram says that if Vibal, I think it's all the Shittasig rather, the Ram learned up. Where did we get this thing that Bedika works? Who told you that you could do Bedika and beer? Miki Lerov there, that this is enough. So the Ram learns it up in Pesukim. Here's a Raya, the fact that there's a Raya for Araner, and he has Gemaras. Others, Pneshu learns it out of the way it writes Bal Yira, Tashvisu. There's different ways that the Rishonim and the Achronim bring out that this that Bedika works is from Pesukim Torah. So, Dr. Ram, if you follow the instruction booklet of the Torah, you're good. You're good. But I have chametz in my rishos. It's not by Rabbi Matzah. I did the whole bedika that I was shy to do. I missed something. I don't know. I did. I missed it. I don't know. I don't know. I did the bedika. You tell me. Anybody that finds chametz in his I'm going with the atoms. Trying to say you're not oinus. You're not oinus. Can I read the Ran? Did you learn the Ran inside?
I said,
what did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? Let's get the better. I know you could say four other ways. What did the Ran say? The Ran says that Vibalt, we know, so there's something called the Bedika. And I did that. If I didn't do it, I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I didn't do it. Then I'm over. If the Chanas Chazal, I'm enough to talk about. I did it. And I did what the Torah says you have to do. If I didn't do it, I'm an Avrayna. Obviously, I did it. So there's a certain box that's called checking you have to do. Doesn't mean you have to go stand on your head and get... There's a certain amount that you don't have to do. I did what I could do. More than that, I can't do. I can't go from the beginning of the year, from after Pesach until next year Pesach, checking every day. There's an amount that a human being can do, and I did that. If I do less, I didn't do my mitzvah. Finish that. I didn't do my mitzvah. Hence, I did my mitzvah. So, Dr. Ran, if you did the mitzvah, since the Torah says this is what you do, so then the Torah, when the Zelva Torah that says Vayra Bayimatzah, said, when you do this, there's no Vayra Bayimatzah. That's the Torah's talking to us. The Torah's talking to people. The Torah says, do this. And if you do this and this, then you don't have Vayra, even if the Chametz is there. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no. It's there. He says, you're an Oinus. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, you're Oinus. I just want a Patrick. We're not worried about Oinusim. Oinus, I just want a Patrick. I find it, there's Vayra, but it's a Vayra Oinus. The Ran says you're not even clone. And then there's a mahalach in the Gedalei Achrayim, which is based on the Tosfos and others, that if chametz is any yedua, that's not yiro and that's not motzi. I mean, three ways to understand why there's no bayiro bayimotzi if the yibedika. The Ran says because I followed the instructions of the Torah. The Torah said if I do this, I'm a free guy. The Chacham says loim tov lach hasharis. You did what you can. You're an einus. We're not worried about einusim. We can't bavar einusim. You did what you could. We're good to go. Einus, I just want a battery. The other Rishonim say, to be called Motzi Loi, and to be Bal Yerah, if it's Ein Yedua Loi, you're not right. Now, this is where the sugya goes wild and goes out of hand. I'm just going to mention the Tzadim. How far do we take this? There's a Rambam that the Medayikin and the Prichadosh goes like that if you don't know, even if you don't do Bedika, if you walk, yes, I don't see any Chametz. I'm not even Bal Yerah Matzah. It's not Matzi Loi. I don't know where it is. It's not Yira. I'm good. Direct, I'm good. Others say, Zem Shukap. You're living in your house, and it's Matzi Chometz in your house, because you didn't look. That doesn't mean it's not Matzi Loi. What they mean to say is, if you made your Bedika, and you checked, and you looked, and you didn't find it, it's not Matzi Loi now. And you're not even Direct, even if it's there. But if you don't check, it's Matzi Loi. You know, go three looks and you're going to find it. That's called Matzah. I don't know your Shaita. That you don't know. You didn't look. That's not called you don't know. And others argue the Holy Shait. That's not what Matzah means. If it's in yes, it's Matzah. And you wrote doesn't mean you saw it. It means Roy Lerais. It's Roy Lerais. Now, I just want to... I want to say a fourth tzad. And I'm not going to be able to learn now, but it's based on a Rashi on Davav in Pesachim. It's the last page of the first booklet, that Gemara. It's a hard sugya to learn. I have a lot more to see in the Gemara, but see what we're showing. There's a lot there. But I think in the Rashi's itself, it's mavua. Rashi on the Bay says that our larbas, you have to make a bedika. Why? Because of bayra bayimotze. Rashi there says that if someone is going away, far away, someone's far away. If someone's far away, and he's not, and he's coming home Pesach, or he's not coming home Pesach, the way the Gemara says is, if he's not coming home Pesach, there's no bayir bayim matzah. There's no problem. You leave it. But if you're coming home Pesach, there's a problem. There is a problem. Rashi says the problem is bayir bayim matzah. Rashi says the problem is that when you come home, and you see it, you can hear bayir bayim matzah. This guy didn't make a medika. They didn't make a bittel, obviously. If you made a bittel, there's no bayir bayim matzah in Pashtus. Again, it means drabanan. That whole shemitah gets so complicated. But also here, Rashi is a reyeu. Rashi the base said you got to make a bedika. He's not worried about reyeu. And here Rashi says, oh, if you find it, it's a problem. So, I'm not saying you have to see what I'm saying, because there's other ways to go, and I want to move further, because this is mamish gribble, but I think there's a geshmak of svara, Yikvi Mechalik. And the svara is like this. There's one makom to say that if you're in your house, so if the chametz, there's a makom to say, if the chametz is yadu aloi, so avadi yoyza. If it's in yadu aloi, maybe not either. Now, if you made a bedika, if you didn't make a bedika, that's called yadu aloi. If you made a bedika, you're good to go. Now let's see you argue on that. You say no. Even if there's chametz in your house, even if you don't know where it is, Yoiva. That's all on the fact that since I'm in my house, and I could find it over Pesach, I could end up seeing it. So it's called Matzila, it's called Yochli Reisai, because you're there. But if I'm not there, if I'm somewhere else, if I'm out of my house, even if I know I have Chametz in my house, it's not Matzila, and it's not Yira, because it's not Yochli Reisai. That means I'm worse off if I'm in my house than if I'm not in my house. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In other words, if I'm not home, so there's a new sefer, that's why it's not Matzilai. Because I'm not there. I can't get there. I can't reach it. I can't see it. But if I'm home, even if I don't know where it is. But I know now I don't know where it is, but tomorrow you may know where it is, and you're right there. You may see it. You may find it. So there's a makam that there's no Ba'yu Matzay when you're away. But there's a problem only when you're home. Now, Rashi says more. That's only Yireyu. They have to work out the two Rashis together. And Bach, what are you going to do with that? Okay, I just want to clear this. One of the things, it's late. So it's a little off, but I think it's on. There's a Gemara that says, Habaydik Tzarech Levarach. Gemara Dav Zayin. Habaydik Tzarech Levarach. So what do you say in Mutzazach? What's the every mitzvah you make, and it's only drabbanon. We make bracha mitzvah drabbanon. Habaydik tzarech levarach. What else? Who else should make a bracha? How do you understand this Gemara? So, there's a Ran and there's a Rosh. I don't know if we'll get to the Rosh, but let's just understand the Ran. I think the Ran is very negated to our sugya. The Ran says, the chiddush is, this is Losh, the hakamash malon, the afa gav the bir chametz, Afal gab the bir chametz, ikamitzva is bir chametz. Afilu hachi nishashu. Can't read. Nishashu maskuba, the hainu bishas bedika mevarchala. The Rav is mavua that the Gemara is the chiddush of the Gemara is not that. You make a bracha. Of course you make a bracha. Chiddush, you make the bracha habaydik, shasta bedika. Because the mitzvah we have is bir chametz. The mitzvah is bir chametz. So why are you making on the bedika? No, habaydik tzarech levarach. Dr. Ram, because the ikka mitzvah is the bir. You maskil, so you make ready b'shasta bedika. What's the Ram saying? There's a mitzvah beer, there's a mitzvah bedika. The mitzvah tashbisu derai, so there's a tekanas chazal to make a bedika. So why, we make brachas on the rabbanon, so why should we make a brachas on the bedika? The rush is mavur, the brachas on the bedika. The rush holds adra, but the brachas is on the bedika, not on the beer. He mutters like, why you make a brachas on beer chametz? He says, you don't make a brachas on beer. The rush of shita is that the only mitzvah tashbisu is lachas manitza, when you burn it after this manitza. Torah said, if you have chametz, if there's manitza, burn it, that's a mitzvah. If we burn it before there's manitza, then you're not mekayem tashbisu. That's a whole other shmuzah. We go to burn a chametz, Erev Pesach, the whole thing, are we mekayem tashbisu? According to Rosh, not mekayem tashbisu. In any way of sort. Baruch Hashem, because some of the mekayem tashbisu, it's like, you go all your life, you never mekayem mitzvah, Hashem, like Zelu, we hope. Right? So, because, yeah, so it's the same thing with tashbisu, according to the Rosh. Others say, no, if it's tashbisu, to burn it, that you're not over. So the Rosh for sure holds there's no bracha on the beer. The bracha on the bedika. So the Rosh has to come up with pshat why there's no bracha on the bedika. I'm Rosh. Another time. But the Ran learns faket. The bracha is on the beer. I wanted to make a bracha on the bedika. No, because the ik is the beer. Why is the ik in the beer? I think what we're learning from our Ran, it's zeh geshmak. what was the takana of the Chazal? Doiraisa is either beer or bittel. Now, if you do beer, you know, okay, I'll burn my chametz. Oh, I don't know where my chametz is. So you don't know what to burn. So you got to do bedika to burn. No mitzvah bedika. The rice, the rice like a world. We say it's either bittel or beer. What does beer mean? I'll burn my chametz, but you got to find your chametz to burn it. If you're being mevatel, you mevatel wherever it is. But if you're burning it, you got to find it so you can burn it. So you, why am I doing a bedika? Not because it's a mitzvah bedika. If I, it's not really tloim, the Chavos Yisrael says. You're not really tloim. Right? So if you have a food that's much in tloim, so you have to be baitik for tloim. Is a mitzvah bedika tloim? No. You're not allowed to eat worms. So you got to be baitik not to find the worms. I got to burn my chametz. So I can only find it if I look for it. So I got to look for it. But there's no mitzvah bedika. But oh, we said no. But we said before, Chazal made a takana of bedika. They didn't make a takana of bedika. The takana was, don't use bittel. That was the whole takana. I mean, I tell you, you could use bittel. The takana was, I don't want you to use bittel. Either because maybe not about the leif shalom, or because shamir v'lachloi. So they were just masakin ein zach. What were they masakin? One takana. You know why? Orla arba'as v'baitkin is a chametz? Orla arba'as v'chametz, you know why? Because we don't want you to use bittel. Not that we made a takana go be baitik. So what, at the end of the day, what am I left with? Chazal knocked away bittel. So I'm left with the bittel, the bedika deraisa. Bedika deraisa is a bit of beer. Now, grass, the only way to do beer is you have to do a bedika. So why should I make a bracha b'shas bedika? That I can do beer on. What's my mitzvah? You don't make a bracha on napping oiv alav? You don't make a bracha on napping oiv alav? You don't make a bracha on lav, you make a bracha on atzei. So what's my say? Tashbisu. I grab it. If I don't know where my chametz is, I can't burn it. So I gotta look for it. It's like, oh, you make a bracha when you bite it for tloyim? Al b'dikas tloyim? No. So how do you make a bracha al b'dikas chametz? So the Ran, there be both, there's a mitzvah of beer. And there's a, the schala of beer is the b'dikas, because you can't do it without the b'dikas. So in Hilchas brachas, just we always have, you start a bracha, you have to make a bracha, that's yasam. If you didn't make a bracha this yasin, as long as the bracha is still going, you can make later. So this is backwards. Even though you didn't really start the mitzvah yet, since you're Isaac in the mitzvah, you're doing what you need to be able to do the mitzvah, so it's enough that you could already see the beer now. And that's where the nutzach of brachas on beer comes. Because that's what you make a bracha on. That's a chiddush nifla. But the yisoid of the whole word here is because of this rant that there's no takana of bedika. I just takana of bedika. The takana is nish bittel. But mainly you have to be baitik. So this would just only become interesting, we'll end with this, is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says a Meridik HaChiddush, which is Ganina Makar, and I think the Ran seems to be not like him. Shulchan Aruch wants to say Meridik HaZach. The Oraisa Dika Bittel, he says, is only in a Mokim that Shchichi Chametz, in our kitchen, in our dining room, in my house, everywhere, but it's wherever Shchichi Chametz. But let's say you have, like the Mishnah said, a matzah. Is that shchichi chametz? Well, word, one time, twice a year, it's like 100 steps to this. Maybe the guy needed wine in the middle of the Suda. Okay. That means he wasn't well prepared. Okay. And maybe he poked in the middle of biting his sandwich. Okay. And he walked in instead of putting it down to the place. And when he got there, he put it down. And when he left, he didn't take it. Maybe. That's called that needs a bedika. Zokter shulcharav, that's only takana d'rabbanan of bedika. That means shulcharav says, is mavua that there's the bedika deraisa, there's a bedika medrabanan, and there's certain things you need for the deraisa. You don't need much, but that's it. Chazal u'maisav more. So then he has the takanas bedika. You learn the whole ran. There's no the ran says bedika is deraisa. The only thing he said was do bittel. Then you don't need bedika deraisa. So Chazal said don't do bittel. We don't be saying bittel. But there's never something called a takana livdik. And I'm trying to be medayik that in the Ran. That's why you don't make a bracha. If it's a takana livdik, then you got to make a bracha. But, so then there should be no difference between, there's no, oh, the Raisi of this bedika. Where does he get that the Rabbanu, there's a takana bedika positive that you have to find more than you would have had to check the Raisi? That's what we have to be mivar. But in the Ran, it doesn't sound like that. The Ran, we're going to finish, I'm going to hold them up. The Ran is mashma. Or la abba asa baitkin asa chametz. Kidei Shriyava Bayroba Imatzei. And the Ran's Mashma, that this mission is which Bdika? Don't be saying with a bittle, and the Bdika the Reisa. And the Mishnah says, Mantif. That means the way the Rav's reading the Mishnah, there's only, he tells us about the Bedikah that the Torah is Mechayim, unless you do Bittel, and we say, don't be Samech a Bittel. And so the Mishnah is the Bedikah you have to make, and it says Matif. Does the Rav sounds like this is the Bedikah of the Torah? And the Shechonach Rav is saying, not like that. Whatever, Yeshayim is there. Okay, well, can I say one more thing, then we'll end. There's one last thing, this Misasik. I wanted to close out. The Nesiva says Akasha that if I don't know I have chametz to my house, how can I be Eiva? He says, I'm a Misasik. It says, if I have spit in my mouth, reik, and I swallow it, but I realize in that reik was chelev. So I'm a Misasik, but why am I chayiv? It says, Misasik, I'm having enough from it. Said I'm Eiva. But when you don't have a no, you're a Misasik. So the Nesivus is like, Ich bin a Misasik. Doesn't understand. So why do you have to make a Bedikah? How can you say you need to make a Bedikah Dereisa? Krager comes and says, his mom is just a murder, Gideon Satayra, then the Nesivus of Misasik is the important answer. Dr. Krager, no. Misasik is just a Ptur in Oinish. But Abadid is not a favorite too. The Nesivus answers the Kasha and says that Misasik, you said up to him, Sasik is a svelte maisa. I have to do a certain maisa isid, is a maisa achila that's also. So if I wouldn't be nana and I'm a sasik, it's shkin achila, svelte the maisa. Zokteh, by your other emotion, there's no maisa. What are you going to say? Svelte maisa, there is no maisa. You have chamas in your shoes. It doesn't pass up to him, Sasik. I just wonder, just using the svara we have in the Achranim, it seems to say you shouldn't make a bedika. Taisa said, "Chametz in Yiduloi is there's no issa." So Zokta Achshulchan and many other Achrenim say, "If you don't check, that's Yiduloi. So you don't have the Taisa." So why does the same sort of begam Masasek? If I don't make a bedika, I know I have chametz. No, I don't know. You do know. A house has chametz. A house has chametz. You want to tell me I made a bedika and I couldn't find it? So Mishtomer, there's no chametz there. Even chametz is there. I'm Masasek. That wouldn't be fine. Maybe it's true. The receivers would have no problem with that. Other Rishonim say anything on the Bayra Matzik is saying you do a lie. So the receivers are saying you shouldn't need a bedik at all. And the Pekka is masking for this kasha. So I'm off what I'm saying. I'm wrong. The receivers are saying that with me. Pekka is saying that with me. I'm wrong. I'm just throwing out a tell. Why is that so pasha to them? Just same way they said Benegay Toistus. That by when Chometz is not you do a lie, you're not either. Because you're not either. But if you didn't make a bedik, that's called you do a lie. It's matzi, it's here. So if you don't check and the houses have chametz, so you're not a misasik. You know the score. You know the mitzvahs. Why is that called a misasik? I don't think I have chametz. It's not that the mistum is that there's chametz. I can hear so strong as that. So what we have is Rav Kaga saying that misasik is not a p'tur, it's just a p'tur in Einish. Then the Siva says a murder kiyasoid. The whole p'tur misasik is only shaykh when there's a maisa issa, where there's no maisa issa, like by Rabbi Matzah, doesn't pass up to a misasik. And we're just being myra. Maybe if you do a b'tik at all, that's cool, you know. If you know, you're not a misasik. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Brian, I'm sorry.